Home sellers often use the phrase, just steps away from, to signal a property is pedestrian friendly. These days, some real estate ads tout what's called a walk score.
You can plug in an address or a zip code, and it'll return a score from 0 to 100 telling you how walkable the neighborhood is.
Sandy Smith, editor of the Philadelphia Real Estate Blog, says Washington Square West is arguably one of Philadelphia's most foot-friendly places. It rates a 97 on the walk score scale and has a mix of homes and things to do.
We're coming up on a place that has like residences above and a couple of retail shops on the first floor.
A major bus line runs through the area.
You are on right now a major intersection that has a SEPTA bus route running across it. Good public transit helps reinforce walkability.
The blocks are short, and named alleyways break up those blocks.
Little narrow streets are pedestrian scale. Cars can't travel on them fast. So it is far easier for the pedestrian and the car to coexist, one, and for pedestrians to negotiate them safely without worrying about taking their lives in their hands like I do crossing Roosevelt Boulevard.
Real estate agent Noah Ostroff of Coldwell Banker Preferred says walk scores may be more of a marketing tool for agents, not so much something that buyers are requesting.
They're not coming to us and saying, I want a property that has a walk score of 95. They're not doing that.
Ostroff said the ratings seem most helpful for out-of-state customers or people who use an online self-service site such as Zillow. I'm Tanya English, WHYY News.